Hello guys, it is July 17th, 2021. I'm your host Doc J, and you're listening to Ball for the Filthy Casual. Alright, today we're going to continue on our maximum overhaul segment with the Portland Trail Blazers. So I know I said that I was going to do the Mavericks, but I somehow started going down these NBA wormholes and I ended up looking at Portland and I thought, you know what, let's try to fix them first. But first, let's talk about some news that's happening in the NBA. Okay, so currently, Bradley Beal and Jeremy Grant have been pulled from Team USA due to COVID protocols. I mean, this is pretty disastrous if you're Team USA. I mean, they've already lost once, I think twice to Nigeria and once to the Boomers, the Aussie Boomers in the trials in Las Vegas. Losing star caliber players like Bradley Beal and Jeremy Grant is just not good. Team USA, I don't know if they're even going to make it to bronze this year. We'll have to see. They really got to pull things together. They have Steve Kerr and Coach Pop as their coaches, so they're going to have to pull some rabbits out of their hats. All right, something else we really need to start to discuss are all of these trade rumors that continue to be spread like wildfire throughout social media and NBA journalism. It came out yesterday that through Hoops Fire, which is apparently supposed to be some sort of legitimate NBA journalist organization, that Damian Lillard was demanding a trade. So obviously the whole world exploded. Even David Locke, who is our radio voice of the Utah Jazz, covered this. I mean, how could you not? Damian Lillard is a top three point guard, and if there's any merit to him demanding a trade, that's a big deal. So, per Bleacher Report, Damian Lillard has actually addressed these rumors, and this is his quote per Bleacher Report. Right now, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. What I can say is that my intention and my heart is on being in a Trailblazers uniform for my entire career. I think over time, you want to win it all. I want to win it all in a Trailblazers uniform, but we all have to be making strides towards that. He also stated in the same interview that these trade rumors were not true at all, and that he woke up to this news. Excuse me. Okay, this is the problem with NBA journalism. Is it's no longer real journalism. It's just a fake news fantasy. Robert Windhorst talked about, or Brian Windhorst, excuse me, set the world ablaze, especially here in Utah, saying that Donovan Mitchell doesn't want to be here. That was completely fabricated. Whoever posted this story from Hoops Fire obviously fabricated the story about Damian Lillard as well. Guys, this is not journalism. This is fake basketball fantasy news. Okay? This is absolutely reprehensible. Whoever's running these stories should be ashamed of themselves for just trying to produce clickbait. It's absolutely deplorable. I think it's disgusting. And you know, above all, none of it's true. You don't have players coming out and saying these things. You have these NBA quote-unquote journalists, these Mongols, trying to push star caliber players to big franchise teams like LA, the Knicks, Miami, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. Okay, I'm not a fan of it. I think it's total garbage. And it's a travesty that our players have to come out and make these kind of statements in interviews saying, no, this isn't true. This is what I'm trying to do. Look, these guys are professionals at the end of the day. They're professional athletes and they are trying to act professional. We should give them the platform to do so and stop making this like a high school locker room. All right, let's talk about our maximum overhaul. Okay, today we are going to be doing the Portland Trail Blazers. So let's take a look. Once again, this is going to be not sponsored by, but I am resourcingsportac.com. I will be using ESPN for the Portland Trail Blazers depth. And then I'm also using fanspo.com, which is a cute little trade machine that allows you to sign free agents, actually trade picks, so you can create a more realistic trade scenario. And it also allows you to, it has cap space, where you're at, and everything you need. So pretty legit. So if we're taking a look at the Trailblazers and their cap space, they're kind of in a very similar place that the Utah Jazz are. They have 9 players going into next year. Damian Lillard, 31, point guard. He will be commanding a salary of $39 million. And you know what? Damian Lillard deserves it. That there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That guy deserves all his money. CJ McCollum, he's making $30 million. 30 years old, shooting guard. He's been the number two banana for Damian Lillard pretty much his entire time he has been in Portland. We have Robert Covington, 30 power forward, making $12 million. Yusuf Nurkic, 27 center. He will be commanding $12 million. Norman Powell, 28 shooting guard. Early bird rights, he's making $11 million. Derek Jones Jr., shooting forward, he's going to be making $10 million. You have Aferini Simmons. I probably butchered his name. He's on a rookie contract, making $3 million. Nasir Little, also rookie contract, making $2.3 million. CJ Elleby, shooting forward, making $1.5 million. Okay. Not bad. Not really good either. So, we don't have a lot of cap space, really, at all. So, the only way we're going to make this team better is going to be through changes in the front office, trades. Unfortunately, Portland does not have a pick in this year's draft, which is kind of a bummer, because this draft, in my opinion, is pretty deep and there's a lot of gems that you can pick up. I mean, remember, people, Michael Porter Jr. and Jimmy Butler were both drafted at 30, and look at them. They're incredible players. So, you know, it's called a lottery for a reason. You don't normally win big. But a lot of that has to do with how you manage your front office. And speaking of managing our front office, since we are currently the interim owners of the Trailblazers, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to renege on hiring Chauncey Billups, and we're going to fire him. The reason is because the Portland Trailblazers front office, quote unquote, did an investigation, but the victim's lawyer came out recently and stated that the front office did not contact them whatsoever during the investigation, which is causing tons of backlash. Okay, let's just wipe our hands of this. We're going to let Billups go. This is clearly an allegation that is going to cause issues, especially in Portland, which is a very progressive city. So what we're going to do is we're going to replace Chauncey Billups with Becky Hammond. Now, Becky Hammond will be the first head coach who is a female in the NBA. Good for you, Becky. Glad to have you on board. And she has been an assistant coach under the great coach Greg Popovich for years. So you know that she's studied and been under his tutelage. And I don't know if there's a greater coach in the history of the NBA, maybe a couple, outside of Coach Pop. He's won rings. He's done it all. He's put together incredible teams that wouldn't be considered super teams, but were obviously good enough to get them 5 rings. I mean, Tim Duncan is probably the greatest power forward to ever play the game. So, you know, and we got to take all this into account. And I think that's important when looking at Becky Hammond, because Becky has been under a coach who's been successful his entire career. So, first move, goodbye Chauncey. Hello, Becky. Becky, welcome to Portland. All right, now we have to look at our roster and see how we can change this up. And I think the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have to... We're going to have to get rid of CJ McCollum, man. I like CJ. Yeah, I don't like CJ. I love CJ. But if we're being honest, the two of them, Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, have proven that they can only get so far. The farthest they've been was to the Western Conference Finals, where they were battered and beaten by the Golden State Warriors. And they just haven't been able to make it past the first round since. So let's target someone who's going to maximize the potential of Damian Lillard. And I know just the guy. We're going to go down to Washington. We're going to go after Bradley Beal, ladies and gentlemen. The good thing about this is they're both shooting guards. Their contracts are very close. Bradley Beal is making $34 million. CJ is making $30 million. So what we're going to do is we're going to offer them CJ McCollum. Let's take a look at our picks here. We're going to give them a 2023 first round unprotected. Give that to the Wizards. We'll give them a 2025 first round unprotected. And trade that to the Wizards as well. And wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. That is a success. Okay. So for perfanspo.com, that is the trade machine I am using. We have traded CJ McCollum, a 2023 round one, and a 2025 round one, both unprotected, for Bradley Beal. Okay, so I'll tell you what, that sounds like a match made in heaven already. Bradley Beal next to Damian Lillard. You have two guys who are going to be averaging 30 points per game, and Bradley is great at playing off the ball. Okay, so now we have to look at moving. I want to move Yusuf Nurkic. I like this guy, but let's be real. This dude's always hurt, and he has great potential as a center, but he's netting us 11 points and 9 rebounds. He's just not tough enough inside the paint. We need someone better. And I think the perfect fit is going to be Marvin Bagley III. He plays for Sacramento. Okay. So when you look at Marvin Bagley, he's 6'11", 235. So he's about the same. Well, he is the same height as Yusuf. He's about 60 pounds less than him. Plays as a power forward. But I do not see why you cannot play this man as a stretch five center. Currently for the Kings, he's averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds. And the best part is, our contracts align perfectly. Marvin's getting paid 11.3, Yusuf is getting 12 million. And now I know all you guys are thinking, but Doc, why would the Sacramento Kings want to do this trade? Well, I'll tell you. By the way, I went through it. It's a success. We don't have to lose draft picks either. Marvin Bagley currently has a team option with the Kings this season, but he has become very vocal about his displeasure with the Kings as a franchise and as a team. So it's almost guaranteed that Marvin B, the three, does not want to come back to the Kings. So why not trade for someone else? Right? Because you're going to lose this guy in free agency anyways. He's not going to stay with your team. So this kind of works as a really good trade for both teams. Both teams are getting something out of it. And they both get to walk away happy. All right. So we don't have a pick this year, which is a bummer. But we have some mid-level exceptions that we are going to use to kind of boost our roster a little bit. And I think those would be best spent on picking up a couple of shooters, some size, and then obviously a backup center. So what I am proposing is we're going to give Jordan Bell of Golden State. He is going to be an unrestricted free agent. He's commanding a salary of about $500,000, which is insanely cheap for a center, especially a backup center in today's league. So we're going to offer him a one-year, $1 million deal and clinch him up. We're also going to target George Niang, who's a free agent, and Markieff Morris, who's a free agent. Now, George Niang is a spot-up shooter who came off the bench in Utah. He's absolutely fantastic. He knows his role as a catch and shoot guy. He's great on defense. He's not a superstar by any means, but for $2 million, George Niang is definitely worth picking up, especially because let's check out his percentage, actually, when it comes to shooting. George Niang, I bet he shoots the three ball at over 40%. Let's take a look here. 6'7", 230 pounds, second round pick in 2016, picked 50 overall by Indiana, averaging 6 points, 2.4 rebounds in 11 minutes. Let's see. Let me look at the three-point shooting. So his career average for the three-point ball is 40%. Okay? That's what you need in today's league. You need shooters. You need guys who can shoot the ball. So we're going to go after George Niang for sure, because he just gives you that three-point option you need. During the regular season with Utah, in the 72 games that he played in 16 minutes, he shot 43% from the field, and 42% from three. And he is a 95% three-point shooter. This guy is perfect for Portland. Absolutely perfect. Markieff, we're going to go after Markieff Morris as well. He played for LA. He does not seem very happy either. He's been kind of vocal about it. We're going to offer him same thing, two-year, $2 million deal. Hopefully, we can get him on board. But now, our team is looking very different. Very different indeed. And I'm starting to like this team. So, let's see. Let's look at our guys now. Got old Derek Jones Jr. DJJ. Okay, we got him for one more year as well. This guy's a nice little player too. 24 years old, been playing for 5 years, came out of Nevada, Vegas. There's a lot to like about Derek Jones Jr. Let me make sure though that, yeah, we have him for next year too. Perfect. We're going to plug that shooting forward in right here. It's going to be our three. Derek Jones J. There we go. So, let's look at our team now, shall we? We have Damian Lillard, who's going to be commanding our point guard spot next to the great Bradley Beal, who is just severely underrated for the amount of offensive production he's able to produce. You have Derek Jones Jr. at the three spot. Nice little spot-up shooter. You have Norman Powell, who's going to be our four. And then we're going to run Marvin Bagley as a center. He's going to be our stretch five. He's big enough and mobile enough to do it. And if I have learned anything from watching this current season of the NBA, it's that you need a mobile big to make it. You got to make it far. This guy may be 60 pounds less than Yusuf Nurkic, but he's the same height. He's going to give you some really good gritty defensive capabilities. He's going to net you more rebounds. And he has a better offensive arsenal than Nurkic does. So often. Oh, did I talk about Burks? I don't know if I did. The big free agency move that Portland's going to have to do to make this whole thing kind of work is you're going to have to drop a two-year $9 million deal on Alec Burks. Alec Burks is a great six-man option. He averages 12 points. He played for Utah. He's an amazing slasher. He reminds me a lot of Jordan Clarkson. He's able to produce his own shot. He can play off the ball. He will get to the basket. He's aggressive. He's a nice player. I like Alec Burks a lot. Utah should have kept him, to be honest. They messed up doing that because he was cheap. He currently is playing for the New York Knicks. He's entering unrestricted free agency. You know, the Knicks might try to bring him back, but you know, you gotta shoot high if you want to make it all the way. So we're gonna pick up Alex Burks once again, two-year $9 million deal. That's gonna be our steal. we're going to waste our mid, not waste, we're going to use our mid-level exception for Jordan Bell, George Niang, and Markieff Morris. And now this is a very different team. So let's take a look at this. We have Damian Lillard at the one. Bradley Beal is going to be at the two. Derek Jones Jr. is going to be our three. Norman Powell will be our four. Marvin Bagley, the three. MB3, you're going to be our center. Okay, and then off the bench, we have our sixth man, Alec Burks. He's going to be paired up with George Niang. Let me just write that down. George Niang. We have Markieff Morris, Robert Covington, Jordan Bell, and then rotational pieces are Anfernee Simmons and Nasir Little. This is a much better team. A much better team now. And I really think that this would help. Because look, if Portland doesn't do anything and they think they're just going to run it back, they've lost their minds. I mean, the quote from Damian Lillard clearly states, let's go over it again. Right now, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. He's being honest and transparent. What I can say is that my intention and my heart is being in a Trailblazers uniform my entire career. This guy wants to stay there. Okay? No more trade rumors. No more Damian Lillard wants out. None of that crap is true. Get off YouTube. Get off Twitter. None of that stuff is truth. You want truth, you come. You listen to Ball for the Filthy Casual. I'll tell you what's up. So let's continue. But I think over time, as he's stating, quote, but I think over time, you want to win it all. I want to win it all in a Trail Blazers uniform. But we all have to be making strides towards that. Dame, I feel you, man. I completely feel you. I know where you're coming from. And hopefully, if you ever listen to this podcast, I'd love to have you on. But I would love to have your opinion on this little overhaul too, and tell me what you think. So when we're looking at this team, we know, you know, we have rotational pieces, we have depth, we have size, we have 3-point shooting ability. And the one thing that I didn't really discuss that we really did kind of boost was the lacking defense of the Portland Trailblazers. So Portland last year was the worst defensive team in the NBA, not just during the regular season, but during the postseason as well. Now we have defenders. We have guys like Markieff Morris, George Niang, very underrated defender, Marvin Bagley 3, MB3. You have guys now that are going to be up in the opposing team's grill trying to take the ball from them and allow Lillard and Beal to work in tandem to score those big buckets for you. Once again, before we end, let's go over our roster. Let's go over all of our changes. I wish it was this simple, guys. I really do. First, what we do, we fired Chauncey Billups. Sorry, man. That allegation is too heavy. There's too much backlash. We're going to hire Becky Hammond. I say we go for it. She coached under Greg Pop. And this is going to be the opportunity she wants to show that she's the real deal. I say we just give it to her. We traded CJ McCollum for Bradley Beal. We had to give up a couple picks. Totally worth it. We got rid of Yusuf Nurkic, who is just completely injury prone, for Marvin Bagley III, who's no longer interested in playing in Sacramento. We did not have a pick. But during free agency, we decided to go all in on Alec Burks as our sixth man, and we used our mid-level exemption for Jordan Bell, George Niang, and Markieff Morris. And once again, our roster is Damian Lillard next to Bradley Beal. I'm telling you guys, that's probably the most dangerous backcourt you're going to see in the West. You know, like I'm talking like real, like backcourt, like that is incredible. Both of those guys can play off the ball. Lillard's obviously going to have the ball in his hands the majority of the time. But if you know anything about Bradley Beal, he played next to Russell Westbrook, who is extremely, not ball hoggy, but he needs the ball in his hands. You know, Russ is a great player, but he needs the ball. Bradley Beal still found a way to average 30 points next to the guy who has probably the highest possession rate in the NBA. So if he can do that next to Russ, he should have zero issues integrating himself next to a dynamic scorer and elite playmaker like Damian Lillard. We're keeping Derrick Jones Jr. at the three. He's going to keep running, making buckets for us. Norman Powell is a great, he averaged a double-double. I think he got 10 and 11. He's a great four option. And you have Marvin Bagley, who is a mobile big. He's big enough to take out other centers. He's going to get you rebounds. He's going to get you points, man. And then off our bench, we have our sixth man, hopefully of the year, Alec Burks, paired up with George Niang, Markieff Morris, Robert Covington, and Jordan Bell. That's a good team. There's a lot of lineups you can run with that. And then you have your rotational pieces, Anfernee Simmons, I'm sorry, I probably butchered your name, and Nasir Little, both on rookie contracts. So guys, those are going to be the changes for the Portland Trail Blazers. There was a lot to change, but when you want to stay relevant in a continually, progressively, dynamically explosive West that is just a shark tank, you got to make moves, man. I mean, think about it. Golden State, Klay Thompson's coming back. And a lot of people don't think about that, but listen to this. We all know that Golden State went to five, they had five finals appearances, which is outstanding. That's amazing. Five of them. They won three of them, which is even more crazy. That's half a decade of Golden State making it to the finals. A lot of that was Kevin Durant. A lot of that was Steph Curry. But a lot of that was also Klay Thompson. And I think it's worth noting that since Klay Thompson has been injured, Golden State hasn't even made the playoffs. It's 2 years now in a row. They haven't made the playoffs. So, is Klay Thompson really... is he really that third banana? Or is he that flourishing second banana that's not getting his dues? You know, and you look at Denver. Jamal Murray is not going to be hurt forever. He's going to be coming back. Okay, so where are you going to land in the West? If you don't make changes to stay relevant, you're not going to make it. And I'm telling you, if Portland doesn't do some drastic overhaul work, I don't know how many years Damian Lillard can continue to beat his drum and you know, put your team on his back and basically climb up that mountain during the postseason. You have to get him defensive pieces. He needs size, athleticism, and versatility next to him, and I think that we gave him all of that. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Next week, I think we're going to tackle a team in the East. I really wouldn't mind doing the Philadelphia 76ers, maybe the Boston Celtics. We might even do the New York Knicks. We might do the Knicks. That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun because they got a lot of money to play with, and when you have a lot of money, you can make a lot of things happen. But the first thing is we're going to have to clear out that front office as well. But we're going to keep that coach. Guys, thanks so much for listening. This is Ball for the Filthy Casual. Above all, keep it weird.